This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
In 17th century France, wealthy aristocrats boasted sprawling expanses of lawns manicured by grazing animals and serfs, yielding sickles and scythes. This landscape model spread to England and eventually to the New World, where only the wealthy could afford to maintain cultivated landscapes. In the late 1800s, a newfangled invention called the lawnmower made it possible for the common people to emulate the well-to-do. By the end of World War II, the rise of the suburbs, along with the advent of inexpensive pesticides and fertilizers, boosted lawns into the mainstream, where they remain a symbol of prosperity to this very day. I know that lawns are the least expensive thing to install, but the most expensive to maintain in terms of time and treasure. You spend an average of 1 hour every time you mow, and that would be about 32 times a year. I doubt you do much else 32 times a year for an hour. Now, nobody says, I want a high-maintenance landscape, yet millions are out there mowing, fertilizing, spraying, and irrigating to keep lawns looking good. That's a lot of input, and the effects on the local environment are profound. The EPA recommends reducing mowing areas and replacing with landscape plantings that require little maintenance. Now, running a gas mower for an hour, it creates about as much pollution as driving a car 20 miles. Actually, with some, it seems like you walk 20 miles by the time you're done mowing. Half the water used in watering a lawn is lost in evaporation, wind, or wasting it by watering areas like sidewalks that don't need water. This also encourages weeds to start popping out in those pesky cracks in places you don't like to weed. The rate of residential application of pesticides is typically 10 to 20 times higher per acre than used in agriculture crops. Why? Well, despite preaching to folks to always read the label, who out there is not guilty of mixing in 4 ounces of ingredient when the label just asks for 2? I find many people, and especially all those guilty men out there, please raise your hands. Most people like to double the rate to kill something even more than dead. The reality is you can just add too much product, thus causing it to become ineffective. So always, please, read the label and apply just what you need, and don't douse the neighborhood in unnecessary and sometimes unhealthy products. I don't sell bagged lawn chemicals in my garden center because I don't want my staff smelling them. I don't think most home lawns need them, and the green part of me involves using the least amount of the least toxic product to the greatest result. That means working with Mother Nature and Father Time together. Now, that's a solid marriage in the long run. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you that the grass may be greener on the other side of the fence, but that doesn't mean I plan on running on it barefoot anytime soon.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.